All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
In Dallas, Texas.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
This is a true fact that made me laugh. Every year, 4 people in the UK die putting on their trousers. I don't know why I needed to know that. Hey, well, good morning. It is April 20th. Time to wake up with a little history on this day with Scott Cooper and thehistoryofeveryday.com. Well, it happened on this day in history. On this day in 1999, 2 students wearing black go through Columbine High School in Denver, Colorado, firing automatic weapons and throwing homemade bombs, killing 13 people and wounding 24 others. The House members in Texas approve a bill for general retail sales tax of $2 on all sales in Texas, but all foods, medicines, and farm machinery will be exempt on this day in 1961. In 1871, Congress authorizes President Ulysses S. Grant to declare martial law, impose heavy penalties against terrorist organizations, and use military force to suppress the Ku Klux Klan. The first game at Fenway Park, played between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Highlanders, occurs on this day in 1912. In 1914, men, women, and children were killed today when violence broke out between militiamen and striking coal miners in Ludlow, Colorado. Plans were announced today to build the tallest building in the world in New York City for the Bank of Manhattan, which will be 63 stories high in 1929. In 1945, for the first time on radio, the show Your Lucky Hit Parade is broadcast in homes all over the country. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld the use of busing to integrate schools on this day in 1971. In 1990, the economy of the USSR continues to worsen, with more food and other items becoming scarcer and more rationing put into place. About some music. On this day in music in 1957, Elvis Presley started an 8-week run at number 1 on the U.S. singles chart with All Shook Up. Gold Band Records released Puppy Love by a 13-year-old Dolly Parton in the U.S. on this day in 1959. In 1966, during a 12-hour session at Abbey Road Studios in London, the Beatles worked on a new John Lennon song, And Your Bird Can Sing. 84-year-old George Burns, who starred in the movie Oh God with John Denver, became the oldest person to have a hit on the Billboard 100 with I Wish I Was 18 Again in 1980. And in 1985, the charity record We Are the World by the USA for Africa went number 1 on the UK singles chart. Well, don't forget, it's National Lima Bean Respect Day, National Lookalike Day, National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day, National Auctioneers Day, and National Cheddar Fries Day. Well, hopefully you put on your trousers without incident this morning. Whatever you're doing today, have a great History of Every Day.
Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded.
This concludes our programming for today. We welcome any comments you may have.
Our next regularly scheduled program will come to you at 6:15 a.m.